Hello, everyone. This is Matthew Fraley with BreakpointTrades.com. This is the Monday, March 1st newsletter. And first off, just a couple administration comments. In tonight's update, I only have three market index charts. And the rest of the charts are all from our watch list, which has been doing very well. The reason why I mention this is that Steve and I are going to cut down our market analysis quite a bit. We're going to have fewer market index charts in our newsletters and focus a lot more on trading ideas. And we're going to try to cut our intra-week updates down to hopefully anywhere between 8 to 12 minutes. I don't want to go any longer than that. It's better for all of us. You know, in 2007 and especially 2008, when things were fairly scary for the market was melting down, it made sense for us to cover the market indexes in great detail each day. But now, you know, not that you ever, never want to get complacent with the market, but because nothing's really changing with the market right now, there's no reason for us to focus, you know, have 10 or 20 index charts a night in the newsletters. So we're going to cut them down and focus a lot more on trade ideas, except in special occasions when, you know, there's major technical changes in the market. So let's get started here. First off, going to look at the market index charts, and again, I only have a few of them in here tonight, and it's very simple. Today, the market was up once again, so it was a positive Monday, which, again, no one should be surprised. Think about the statistics, folks. The market has been up 23 of the last 26 Mondays. That is an amazing statistic. Who knows why? Some say that the Fed is buying futures on Sunday night. You know, with that statistic, I wouldn't doubt it. But regardless, it was another up Monday, you know, not surprising, just following normal statistics. So today, the S&P and Dow gained about 0.9%, while the NASDAQ and Index gained 1.5%. So nice solid day. However, commodities, crude oil dropped about 96, and gold fell $2, and U.S. dollar was higher. So when we take a look at these market index charts, I'm going to start. The first two charts here are 60-minute charts of the S&P 500. Chart number one, you can see the 60-minute chart here. And you can see this little wedge formation that I've drawn. So the S&P has some resistance right around this area, or maybe another point or so higher. And then next major resistance would be up there at 1130, that horizontal red line, which is where it originally broke down from. And otherwise, you know, really pretty much that simple. Support is the uptrend line from the 1045 low from February 7th, and key pivot support would be last Thursday's lows at 1086. At least for now, there is some negative divergence developing on the MACD. As you can see, the MACD is forming a lower high so far, but the MACD needs to cross down to confirm it. Okay. And also, I would watch stochastics, 14.3 and 63, you know, period stochastics below. They're above 80%. If they were to cross below 80%, that would be something to be concerned about. But for now, nothing's changed. We're near some resistance here. We could either bust up out of this resistance, go up to 11.30, or we could maybe pull back within this wedge a little bit. So really, that's all I have to say about that. No reason to make it overcomplicated. Chart number two is just another 60-minute S&P chart. Again, you see the same pattern here. See that opening gap, and you see the wedge pattern. You know, nothing more to say. Chart number three is a 15-minute chart of the S&P 500. And you can see I can draw a nice uptrend line from last week. And you can see the market had most of its move in the morning, and it traded in a sideways consolidation. This sort of looks like a bull flag pattern, so I wouldn't be surprised to see another push higher in the short term. So we'll just have to see if that plays out or not. But that's the way the pattern looks. And take a look at the stochastics at the bottom. I have four sets of stochastics. 14, normal 14.3, but I have 60 period, 89 period, and 144 stochastics. They've all been above 80% for a while, so that's something to watch going forward. So there you go, guys. That does it for the general market analysis. Very short, simple, and to the point. Chart number four is a 240-minute chart of the U.S. dollar. Now, lately, the market has been moving kind of independent of the U.S. dollar, but we want to keep an eye on this because you can see that the U.S. dollar is forming into a nice symmetrical triangle pattern, and it's tightening up here, and I think the direction this breaks, if it's strong enough, you know, when you form a triangle, many times you get big moves. You know, if it breaks out solidly to the upside, I think that would finally start to have a negative effect on the market. And obviously, it would have a negative effect on gold and silver and commodities. If it breaks to the downside, well, then that should give the market more fuel and, of course, should send gold skyrocketing. So I will keep you abreast on U.S. dollar. Okay. Now, the last set of charts, we're going to talk about the watch list. You can see it in yellow there, watch list discussion. Number five is a table from the watch list. It shows our triggered stock picks. You can see we have a lot of them, and they are doing quite well. Some of them are up nicely. And, you know, so that's really what's been working here, is just trading individual stock picks instead of trying to trade the market. Now, I will make a comment here. You know, there's a lot of picks here. I don't expect any of you to own all of these. I don't own all of them personally. The watch list is more of a hypothetical trade list for you to follow. Think of me or Breakpoint Trades as someone who you hire to do the work for you. I spend many, many hours a week scanning through thousands of stocks, and I filter them down to a handful of the best ones. And so all your job to do is to trade them. You know, it's the many hours, the 40, 50 hours a week you don't have to spend. So I think the membership that you pay is worth that. And how I suggest people trade the watch list is to take a look at it, pick 3 to 5 of your favorites. Don't try to trade them all. Maybe all you need to do is do a little homework, maybe 10 minutes, 15 minutes at night or in the morning, set some alerts, set some buy stop or buy stop limits, and that's it. Be picky pick the ones that are taking the best volume. Those tend to work better. And really, that's all there is to it. If you miss one, no big deal, because there's always more. But we do have a lot of watch list picks here, guys, and we may trim some of these off here because it gets quite a bit for us to handle. So let's go through a few of the triggered trades here. I'm not going to go through them all. I'll go through some of the highlighted ones. So chart number 6 is Ford. We put Ford on the watch list last week, February 23rd, had a symmetrical triangle. It broke out late last week, really, then it kind of consolidated on Friday, and today it followed through on nice volume, as you can see. So very nice pattern is playing out. Feel free to lock in some profits if you want, and go ahead and move your stops at least up to your entry. That way you cannot take a loss. Targets potentially are 13.5 to 15. Chart number 7 is RSO. It's been our watch list since mid-February. Our price targets were 620 to 650. Well, today it hit our price target, and so we're taking this off the watch list. It's up over 10% from our entry, so no reason to get greedy. Let's move on. This one's coming off the watch list. Chart number 8 was a new one, MPEL, and this broke out today on nice volume. It was one coming out of a base, so you know, maybe you can take some off the table if you want. Set your stops at 380. And let's hope we get some follow-through. Chart number 9 is MCGC. It was on our watch list really since early January, and it finally broke out last week, and today it followed through. We're giving this one some room because potentially I could see this going up to the 6 and 6.5 area, which would be a very nice percentage move. Chart number 10, OSIS. We had a gift on this one. It broke out last week, and it gapped up on Friday, and then it went followed through today. And, you know, this thing, it almost hit our price target, so I say close enough. Let's think about taking this one off the watch list and moving on, taking profits. Chart number 11 is a new one that we put on the watch list over the weekend. PepsiCo, PEP, it broke out today on nice volume. There's a target area above. Again, I would take some profits. Move your stops up so that you can't take a loss and that you're guaranteed a profit. Chart number 12 is TWTC. This was on the watch list. I added it on Sunday. And it did break out today, but volume was just average. It was below average, and notice how it stopped exactly at that gap fill at 1625. So, you know, that was an area to maybe take some off the table. It also stopped at the 50-day moving average. So this one really, in my opinion, needs to follow through here. But if you want to give it some room, maybe you can put a stop at 1560. Chart number 13, Hewlett-Packard. I put this on the watch list on Sunday night, and you can see it broke out today on pretty good volume. It hit our first price target, so that was an area to take in some gains and set your stops at 50.30 at least. Or set them up at your entry price if you don't want to give it any room. The market is getting a little overbought here. The more overbought the market gets, the less room I want to give these. Finally, chart number 14 and on, here's some new trade ideas. Chart number 14 is SRS. It's a 60-minute chart. This is on the watch list as well. SRS is the ultra short ETF to the Russell, to the ultra short real estate index. And what I like about this chart is not so much the pattern, guys, but this 55 period stochastics. Notice how long it's been below 20%. And when it's basically, it only stays below there for so long. And so I think a cross above 20% will give you a long trade, a nice trade. So that's what to watch for. I'd watch for this either tomorrow or Wednesday. I think this will probably go early this week. So keep an eye on this one. As you know, at Breakpoint Trades, we like to use stochastics, these long period stochastics, in a different way. Whenever they stay below 20% for a long time or above 80%. In this case, if it's above below 20%, look for a long early this week. Chart number 15 is FOE. It has resistance at 9. Volume was pretty good today. If it can take that out on good volume, maybe it can run up to 10. Chart number 16 is KLIC. This is a semiconductor. It bounced off the 20-day moving average today. Looks like it's forming a bull flag. You may be to buy this one on momentum over 702. Chart number 17 is a 60-minute chart of KLIC. And I'm just showing you this because on a 60-minute chart, the 130 moving average is the same as the 20-day moving average. As you know, there's 6.5 hours in the trading day. Multiply 6.5 by 20, and you get 130. You can see how perfectly it bounced off that 20-day moving average. On my 60-minute charts, I like to have the 130 moving average on here because it's nice to see where the 20-day moving average is on a 60-minute chart. So you can see how that worked. And also look at our trusty 60-period stochastics at the bottom, how it picked the sell-off and the buy signal. And it all corresponded around that 20-day moving average. And chart number 18, OCLR, another little short-term breakout over 210. Again, it needs volume. And chart number 19, TGB, resistance at 475. So, guys, that does it. That does it for this update. I hope you have a great evening, and I will see you tomorrow in the trading community. Thank you.